愿你今天在我们中间接受我们每一位从心灵和诚实向你的敬拜。
Lord, accept the worship that comes from our sincere hearts.
也愿意照你自己照你的应许，向我们每一个人彰显你的慈爱，你的大能，也向我们说话。
Show us your mercy and power according to your own promise.
我们这样诚心的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
暑假已经是最后的一个礼拜，新的学期就在门前了。
This is the last Sunday of the summer season. School is about to start.
有人曾经这样讲，儿童是未来的主人翁。
Some have remarked that the children of today are the masters of tomorrow.
青年是明日的希望。
The youth are the hopes for tomorrow.
好像就没有讲成年人是什么。
Very few sayings for the adults.
我在有一本书上看到，我很高兴，他说成年人是今日的栋梁。
And then I finally found a saying that says adults are the pillars of today.
所以在我小的时候唱那首歌，儿童是未来的主人翁，我很骄傲，很光荣。
I remember when I was a child and I sang the words,that I'm going to be the masters of tomorrow, I felt honored.
在我初中、高中、大学，哇，人家都说青年是明日的希望，我也很兴奋。
I was also very excited when I was in high school and in college when people keep on saying young people are the hopes of tomorrow.
大学毕业了，好像越来就越没有志气了，因为没有人说成年人干什么。
But I've lost some of my ambition and my drive when I graduated from college because very few sayings.Apply to us as adults.
成年人是今日的栋梁。
But let me remind you all that the adults are the pillars of today.
这句话在社会、在学校、在家庭、在教会都是适用的。
And this is applicable whether we're in society, in our homes, in schools, etc.
如果我们教会、如果我们的社会在带领儿童的事上失败的话，会怎么样呢？
What would happen if society fails?In the rearing of our children,
我们二十年后，整个就会后继无人，没有领导。
20 years later, there will be no leadership.
如果我们在教导年轻人的事上，我们疏忽不注意。
If we have failed in the teaching of our young people,
那十年以后，我们就会有青黄不接的现象。
Then 10 years later, we may see trouble.
那如果我们在造就成年人的事上我们不重视的话，
If we do not pay attention to the building up of adults,
今天的社会、今天的教会、今天的家庭就立刻会陷入一个中空的状态。
Then the church, the family, and the society today will be paralyzed.
我曾经去拜访这个在工作的年轻人。
I have visited those who are young and working.
哦，他问我说你要礼拜几来？你要几点钟来
？And they tell me, oh, you have to come on such a date at such a time.
哦，我说你下了班以后，任何一天晚上你有空就可以啊。
And I said, well, just tell me when you are free after you come off from work.
哦，他说不是每天晚上有空啊。
And they immediately corrected me and say, well, I'm not free every night.
哦，我这个英文不太好，我礼拜一、礼拜三要去上英文课。
I have English classes on Monday and Wednesday evenings.
哦，我的老板觉得我们这个课这一个工作日新月异，所以我礼拜二、礼拜四要去在职进修。
On Tuesday and Thursday evenings, I have to catch up with the latest developments.
哦，我这个礼拜一、礼拜三、礼拜二、礼拜四，哦，礼拜五，有的时候要去团契。有的时候还有别的事情要做功课。
Friday nights we have the fellowship meetings, and sometimes I have other things to attend to.
啊，我这个礼拜六呢，因为要结婚，还要去上李牧师的婚前辅导课。
On Saturdays I have to attend the premarital counseling courses with Pastor Lee.
哦，所以很难有时间谈话。
So it was very difficult to come up with a time to visit them.
我们要赶上时代。我们要不落后不落伍，我们要随时不断地在教育自己，在学习。
Indeed, we have to be in the education process throughout our lives in order just to stay abreast with what's going on.
今天科学日新月异， 我们不是只是儿童需要教育，青年需要教育，成年人一辈子都需要教育。
The development of science and technology is going at such a fast rate that we have to be in education for our youth as well as adults.
中国人这个先圣先贤真是有这个先见，他们说人活到老怎么样？学到老，还有三样没有学到。
The Chinese sage has, even if you learn until you're old, you still not learn everything.
但是呢，我们反过来在教会里面看，我们就发现有一个很有趣的现象。
And yet, when we turn our sights onto the church, we discover something you may call interesting.
在暑假，我们是没有主日学。
During the summer, we do not have Sunday school.
那在九月开学以后，我们就会有主日学，我们有成年人的，有青少年的，有儿童的，都有。
When September comes along, we will start our Sunday school classes for adults, for the youth, and for the children.
在我们这个教会，我们不讲别人，我们是成年人多还是儿童多？
If you just look at our church, do we have more adults or do we have more children?
哪一个比较多？哪一个？成年人比较多。
We have more adults.
但是你留意啊，我这个预言大概不会假。
I don't want to speak a prophecy.
等到开学以后，你发现比较少的儿童，但是儿童主日学人数比较多；比较多的成人，但是成人主日学人很少。
But perhaps I can be so bold as to predict that when adult Sunday school comes along, even though we have more adults in this church, the number of adult attendees will be less than the children attending children's Sunday school.
我不是先知，不是预言，因为这是根据以前的记录。
I'm saying this based on past experience.
我们的儿童可能有200人，但是我们儿童的主日学人数是150人。
We may have 200 children in our church, and the children's Sunday school attendance will be close to 150.
我们的青年人差不多有100，我们青年的主日学大概有七八十。
We may have 100 young people among us, and their Sunday school will be attended by 70 to 80.
那我们坐在这里的有三四百人，可是我们的成人主日学过去的历史有多少学生呢？
We may have 300 to 400 adults here, but in the past, how many of us attend Sunday school?
你们可以猜猜看。
You may venture a guess.
或者你回家找一找旧的这个程序单看一看。
Or perhaps you can look up our older bulletins to get the numbers.
差不多最好的记录150-160.
Our best attendance record is about 150 to 160 adults.
我们是在注意明日将来的主人翁，我们是在注意明日的希望，但是我们却非常忽略了今日的栋梁，这些成年人。
So we may say we are paying a lot of attention to the masters and the hopes of tomorrow, but we are not paying enough attention to the pillars of today.
讲到成人主日学，很多人的脑海里就会有一些问号出现。
When we mention the term adult Sunday school, many question marks may arise in your minds.
有人说我从小去教会，那个教会就是没有成人主日学，只有儿童主日学。
I've been attending church since when I was a young boy or young person. They only have Sunday school for us, not for adults.
所以主日学不是只是为儿童的一个节目吗？为什么成年人也要呢？
So Sunday school obviously is just a program for children. Why are we emphasizing adults today?
礼拜天早上崇拜，礼拜天下午又要小孩学中文，忙都忙不过来，哪有时间参加成人主日学呢？
We have Sunday worship in the morning, and then in the afternoon we have Chinese school. We have so much obligations. How can we take time off for Sunday school?
也有人会有这样的疑问说，我每个礼拜参加主日崇拜，我每个礼拜五去这个查经班查经，这不是已经帮助我学习圣经就够了吗？我为什么还要去成人主日学？
And some may say, on every Friday evenings I study the Bible in the fellowship, and on every Sunday I attend worship.Do I not have enough exposure to the Bible?
也有人会说，我每天自己都有很好的灵修、读经、祷告，成人主日学还没有我自己这样做更好。
Or some may say, I have personal spiritual devotion every day. Isn't that going to be more than enough?
也有人这样讲说，大 大概成人主日学是美国 教会流行的玩意儿，所以呢，我们在这里我们也要学一学他们，是不是这样子？
And some may remark that perhaps we're just trying to emulate our American churches, that's their program.
还有人会这样讲，哎呀，你看看我们主日学，除了牧师那几班可以去，其他的人，那个人信主还没有我时间长了，他还要教我啊。
And some may say, well, when I look at the classes, other than those being taught by Pastor Lee, the teachers are not as experienced in the Lord as I am.
我想所有这些疑问都指向一个疑问，就是到底成人主日学它的重要性，它的必要性在哪里？
Perhaps all this draws to the crux of the matter, what is the importance, what is the point for having adult Sunday school?
如果我们了解这件事情是重要的，是必须的，我们一定会排除万难去把它做出来。
If we feel that this is important, then we will take care of all the other problems.
如果那件事情是不必须的，即使再方便，我们也没有必要去做。
If it is not very important, then even if we make it very convenient and very attractive, there's no need for us to go.
到底圣经哪个地方说我们这些成人应该参加成人主日学？
So where in the Bible does it say that we as adults should take adult Sunday school?
我可以告诉你，圣经确实没有每一个基督徒要参加成人主日学这一句。
I have to admit that there are no such words in the Bible that all Christians have to attend adult Sunday school.
但是圣经告诉我们，基督徒他的身份就是一个门徒，就是一个耶稣基督的学生。
But it's very clear that in the Bible we are taught that we are disciples of Christ.
圣经也明确地告诉我们，教会最主要的使命就是使万民做主的门徒。
And one of the most important missions for the church is to make disciples of all nations.
教会要在这个世界做的见证是上帝的家，是神的国度，但是最重要给人的一个印象应该这是一个上帝的学校。
Yes, we need to show others that the church is the kingdom of God, but we also need to show others that the church is the school of God.
那你说到底哪里圣经有这样讲？我很想知道。
So now you may question me and say, where in the Bible do you find that?
我们刚才读的马太福音二十八章，耶稣所说的那个大使命里面，就告诉了我们，这就是大使命的内容。
Well, we've just read it in chapter 28 of Matthew.What is commonly known as the Great Commission.
很多人一想到这节圣经，马上想到，哇，这个是我们要向普世传福音的这个宣教的圣经节。
Many people interpret this as the important foundations for missions to go to cross-cultural evangelism.
没有错，这节圣经是我们宣教的基础。
Yes, indeed, this is true. This is the foundation of our mission enterprise.
但是我要请我们每一位再打开眼睛，仔细看看这段圣经到底耶稣大使命的那个核心思想，那个主要内容是什么。
But let us look into these verses in a little bit more detail. What is the nuclear thought here?
在第十八节，耶稣开始对这十一个门徒讲话。
In verse 18, Jesus came and spoke to the 11 disciples.
他先说这个给大使命的人，他凭什么这样讲？
He first introduced himself and gave them his authority.
他说天上地下所有的权柄赐给我了，所以我要吩咐你们去这样做。
Jesus said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, and now I give you this command.
那到底这个大使命的内容是什么呢？
So what is the context of the Great Commission?
下面两节就是这个内容了。
In the following two verses.
他说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
有人说，哎，这已经够了，这讲得很清楚，就是去啊，去就是大使命啊。
A lot of people pay attention to the word go.
慢一点，这整个这个，这两节都是大使命的内容，不是第一句。
But I want to emphasize that Go is not the only word here. There are two verses, and we have to look at the whole.
所以我们把这两节都读完，你思想一下，到底他讲的中心思想是什么？
We want to read these two verses, and we want to see what is the most important thought from here.
他说你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
在这段话里面，这是整个耶稣所讲的大使命。
So all these verses together make the Great Commission.
那在这个希腊文，就是圣经原来写出来的文字，它这整句话它有我们中文看有四个动词在这里。
In the Chinese translation, you may say there are four verbs here.
一个就是去，很明显。
The first one is go.
第二是使别人做门徒。
Make disciples.
第三就是给他们施洗。
Baptizing.
第四就是教训他们主的教训。
And teaching.
但是在你这里看，好像每一个动都重要。
Perhaps you feel that, well, there are four verbs here and they are equally important.
或者不是第一个最重要，就是最后一个最重要。
Or perhaps some will say the first is the most important or the last is the most important.
但是在这句话原来希腊文写出来的时候，它有一个主要的动词，是命令的形式。
But if you see the original Greek structure, there's one verb that has a commanding sense.
然后其他的几个动词呢，是一个分词，是一个形容怎么样达到这个主要的目标的一种叙述。
The other verbs act as a means to achieve the end of the chief verb.
那我们就要找一找这四个主要的动作里面，哪一个是最主要的呢？
So of these four, which one is the most important?
不是第一个。
It's not going.
不是最后一个。
It's not the last one teaching.
只剩两个了。
So you say there's only two choices.
是第二个动词，使万民做我的门徒。
The most important verb in this sentence structure is actually making disciples of all nations.
所以这一段话主耶稣告诉他的十一个门徒这个大使命的时候，他的用意是什么？
So what was Jesus' intent when he said these words?
他说你们要去使万国万族所有的人做我的门徒。
Jesus is saying you have to go and make the people of all nations and races to be my disciples.
门徒中国人很容易了解，就是门生，就是学徒，就是学生。
A disciple is an apprentice learning from a master.
然后怎么样能够达到使所有的人做主的门徒呢？
Well, how can we reach this goal to make everybody a disciple of the Lord?
所以在这一段圣经写成的时候，他用了三个分词来描述这个达成的步骤。
To achieve that end, we have three actions.
第一就是要去。
First, we need to go.
你不去，你坐在那里，你怎么使别人做主的门徒呢？
If you do not go, how can you make others a disciple of the Lord?
第二就是要给人施洗。
Second, you need to baptize them.
你不给他施洗，让他确定他是主的门徒，他怎么愿意学习呢？
You have to baptize them to affirm to them that they are indeed a disciple of the Lord.
那第三就是你去了，你给他施洗了，你就要把主一切的教训教导他。
And after you have gone, you have baptized them, you have to teach them to obey everything that Jesus have taught you.
所以其实这段大使命不是只有讲到世界普世宣教。
So these verses we call the Great Commission is not only applicable to the mission enterprise.
这里告诉我们，主耶稣真正的用意是要每一个做门徒的人要去使别人也做主的门徒。
The important sense here is for us as disciples of the Lord, our major task is to make others disciples of the Lord.
宣教是使别人做主门徒的第一步。
The proclamation of mission, the cross-cultural evangelism is the first step.
给人施洗，有受洗班，有慕道班，这是第二步。
To baptize them, to have a catechism class, that's the second step.
教会有一切的教育活动，这是第三步。
And for the church to have different kinds of Christian education, that is the third step.
所以我们弄清楚了主耶稣这个大使命给我们每一个基督徒，也是给所有教会的使命，就是原来是使万人做主的学生，做主的门徒。
So now we understand that the Great Commission from our Lord is for all Christians, for the church, to make others disciples of the Lord.
那我们前面会有的一些关于成人主日学的疑问就解决了一大半。
And perhaps we have clarified for you many of the questions that you may have towards adult Sunday school.
主既然希望每一个基督徒是他的学生，是他的门徒，希望教会也是使世界上的人做他的门徒，那学生有没有不上课不学的呢？
So if the wish of the Lord is for us to be students of his, and that the church should be a grounds for others to learn to be students of the Lord, then what excuse do we have not to go to school?
所以学生的本分就是去学习。
This is the primary obligation of the disciple or the student, and that is to learn.
今天我们的社会这么样看重教育，因为教育能预备我们应变的能力，预备我们的资产。
The society of today pay a lot of attention to education because that's where we can develop our resources for the future.
但是在我们的教会里面，我们有的时候不知不觉我们就忽略了我们属灵的教育，特别是成年人属灵的教育。
But in the church, I'm afraid sometimes either consciously or subconsciously, we belittle the adult Sunday school so that it's no longer a major priority.
我想等一下我们可以再思想到底那些具体的原因是些什么。
Maybe we will have time later to look into some of the reasons why this may be the case.
这一个不但是主耶稣的命令的中心，使万民做他的门徒，而且这是主耶稣的一个极大的应许。
The making disciples of all nations is the central theme here, but it also carries a great promise.
这个万主之主、万王之王、有天上地下所有权柄的主说：“你们去使万民做我的门徒。”这是何等大的应许
！The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who has authority, is asking us to make disciples.
如果今天有一个学生好不容易申请进了哈佛，
If a student today, after a long and arduous process, got accepted to Harvard,
然后他很用功的读书，四年得到最好的 A, 都毕业了。
And then the student worked very hard, graduated from college with a straight A average.
然后他申请研究所也被录取了，
got accepted into graduate school.
他为什么要留在这里读呢？因为他说这里有很多诺贝尔奖金的得主在这里教书，我要跟他们学。
You ask the person why are you staying here for graduate school, and the answer is because there are many Nobel laureates here. I can learn from them.
然后他说，好，现在我是研究所的学生，我要选这个诺贝尔得主，这个太老了不要，这个太年轻了不要，我要选这个。
And then this person may say, I'm going to choose my mentor. This one is too old, this one is too young. I'm going to choose to learn from this person.
我看他不敢这样讲。
I think that no one really would dare to say that.
你选那个诺贝尔得主，那个人要不要你做他的学生是一个很大的问题。
It's not whether you have the choice to follow a certain person, but the other way around, whether this Nobel laureate would want you as his disciple.
在我们中间有一位弟兄，他后来到英国去读书，今年要回台湾教书，他就是魏启元弟兄。
Some of you may remember our brother David Wei, who graduated from here, went over to England to study, is about to return to Taiwan.
他读完了他的新约神学博士，然后他很荣幸，因为什么？因为他的老师是写路加福音注释的那个 Dr. Marshall, 他是他的关门弟子。
He is very proud because he is going to receive his doctorate in New Testament theology, and his advisor is Dr. Marshall, who wrote the book of commentary on Luke, and he is his last student.
这个关门弟子只有一个的。
There could be only one to be the last student.
多少人希望做这个老师的学生，但是不一定他会收。
Many people wanted to follow him, but not all got accepted.
我是谁？我们是谁
？Who are we? Who am I?
这位万主之主，这位有天上地下所有权柄的主说：“来， 我给你这个应许，我给你这个机会，你可以做我的门徒。
Yet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords spoke to us and say, "Come and follow me, and I will make you a disciple."
这是何等大的一个福分！
This is a great blessing.
我们从主那里去学怎么样过我们的人生，我们还愁没有智慧吗？
If we can learn from the Lord of Lords, how can we say we have no wisdom?
我们从主那里去支取他的力量，学习他的榜样。我们怎么会愁我们的爱心会枯竭，我们的信心会缺乏呢？
If we can learn from the Lord of Lords, how can we worry about the lack of love and faith in our lives?
所以这是主的一个命令。
So this is a command of our Lord.
是给世界上所有人的一个命令。
It's for everybody in this world.
特别给我们这些已经信靠他做他门徒人的一个命令。
Especially to those who has.Who have decided to follow him.
他让我们每个人有机会做这位荣耀的、复活的、创造宇宙万物、拥有天上地下所有权柄的主的门生，这是我们的荣幸。
This is indeed a great honor for us that we can learn from this King of Kings who is the creator of all things.
那你说啊，耶稣在世的时候，这十二个门徒有幸做他的关门弟子，我们没有幸做到哈。
And some may say, well, those 11 disciples, they are really fortunate, but we do not have the same privilege.
感谢主，耶稣他离开世界以前，他说他要求父让圣灵保惠师来，使我们可以进入，可以明白一切的真理。
But then we remember that Jesus once prayed and said, once he leaves this world, he will send the Holy Spirit to be our counselor and our teacher.
门徒在耶稣在世的时候，还有很多问题得不到答案。
When the disciples were living with Jesus, there were still many questions that were unresolved.
然后耶稣对这些门徒说，圣灵来了，他要带领你们进入一切的真理，你们要明白一切的问题的答案。
But Jesus promised that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will lead us into all truths.
所以从这一段主的大使命，我们发现，这是主亲口讲的命令，要做他的门徒，这是主的一个恩典，让我们可以有幸做他的门徒。
So now we understand that this command from the Lord is indeed a blessing that we can become his disciples.
有幸做主的门徒是我们的特权，但是这也是我们下一个要讲的，这也是我们的一个极大的挑战跟义务。
Yes, this is a privilege for us, but then it also carries a lot of obligations and responsibilities.
我曾经问我们教会有一个年轻的人。
I once questioned a young person in our church.
他是别人眼中的天才。
This person is considered a genius in others' eyes.
为什么？
You may say why?
因为十八岁人家进大学的时候他已经毕业了。
Because this person is only 18 years old and already graduated from college.
然后他要做什么？
And what was the plan?
他申请来哈佛读医学博士。跟这个另外一个什么博士，两个加起来七年要读完。
Coming to Harvard to study for two different degrees, including a medical degree in 7 years.
一个是这个基础医学研究的，一个是临床医学的，两个他都要七年读完。
In 7 years, this person wants to finish two degrees, doctorate degrees.
那别人收了他。
And he, this person was accepted.
啊，有一次我问他辛苦不辛苦。
So once I asked, is it difficult?
我看他眼睛都是红红的。
See, the eyes are all red.
他说很辛苦啊。
It's very, very demanding.
常常就睡在桌上，睡在电脑前面啊。
Very often falling asleep at the desk or in front of the terminal.
下面讲了一句。
But then added the following words.
很有意思啊。
But it's very challenging.
他说以前那个有另外一个要读八年，他觉得没有挑战，没有意思。
There was another record where someone studied for 8 years to get the same thing. I felt it wasn't as challenging.
这个有挑战。
But this is challenging.
这个可以激发我的潜能。
It can indeed fulfill my full potential.
越好的学校，越高的荣誉，需要付的代价越大。
We need to pay a higher price.If we want to go to these prestigious schools and go to demanding programs,
那我们要做荣耀的主的门生， 他的门徒，他的学生，我们要付什么代价？
What kind of price are we willing to pay to go to the school of our Lord?
我想第一个代价，你先报名参加成人主日学。
I think the first price you have to pay is to apply for attending adult Sunday school.
你连名都不报，那你就没有了啦。
If you do not even register and apply, then we are really giving empty talk.
或许有人晓得我在执事会有提，我在这个教会侍奉了一段，我也要预备我自己再去在职进修。
Perhaps some of you know that I've suggested several times in the past that I need a sabbatical to improve myself.
我想到 Golden Conwell 去读这个教牧博士。
I considered going to Gordon Conwell to study for the Doctor of Ministry.
又想去又不想去。
I get perplexed sometimes whether I should go.
去可以充实我自己，让我侍奉主更喜乐、更有力量、更有果效。去很痛苦，要开太多夜车。
If I go, yes, I will be more fulfilled. I can serve the Lord more efficiently. But I know what lies ahead also are many nights of hard work.
我说英文我听得懂，但是我写报告写不出来。
I said to myself, I can perhaps comprehend what the professors are saying, but for me to write a report in English is going to be very difficult. My wife is very capable.
你报名嘛。
And she says, why don't you just apply?
你报名他收你了，就表示你有能力啊。
If you applied and they accepted you, that means you can do the work.
我知道他在把我逼上去了，我只好看在交了钱的份上，非读不可了。
And then I thought, well, if okay, I will apply, and since I've paid, then I'll have to study.
后来我就找个理由，我说我英文太差，不会写作。
And then I made up an excuse, and I said my English is too poor, I cannot write.
他说好，那你赶快去报名一个 community college 或者是成人学校，去学英文作文。
So she immediately responded and said, okay, apply to this school and learn English.
好，我暑假就报了名了去了。
So indeed, I applied for summer class.
哎，没有报名呢，我就根本不理他。
I discovered, perhaps interestingly, that before I applied, I really didn't pay much attention to the whole thing.
报了名啊，哦，看在交的那个钱的份上，虽然不多，每一个礼拜到了那个时间不想去，这个划不来，还是
applied. I really didn't pay much attention to the
whole thing. 报了名啊，哦，看在交的那个钱的份上，虽然不多，每一个礼拜到了那个时间不想去，这个划不来，还是去吧。
And then I discovered, since I've registered and I have paid, every time when class time rolls along, even though sometimes I may not feel like it, I would go.
哦，这个暑假班又是密集班，我想我这个交上去的作业一定是《满江红》，被老师改得一塌糊涂。
I thought that this is a concentrated, fast-paced course, so when I hand in my reports, it's going to be marked all over by the teacher.
但是大吃一惊，这个老师很懂学生的心理，他用一个绿颜色的笔改作业。
This teacher is very experienced. He corrected my paper with a green colored ink rather than red.
所以我一拿回来，哇，怎么一个红字都没有？
And I was shocked the first time when I opened my report. There were no red marks there.
不过一看满江绿。
And then I discovered it's all marked up in green.
啊，每次上课很痛苦。
And indeed, it was a pain going through the class every time.
但是上完课了以后
，But after the class,
我没有已经什么文章都会写。
I won't say that I can write any kind of writing.
好多事情还是要查字典，问来问去。
Yes, I still have to look into the dictionary, and I still have to ask a lot of questions.
至少我学到一件事。
But I've learned one thing.
写不好再改，写不好再改啊。
If the first time it doesn't read well, I can change it, rewrite again.
我以前认为一次有程度，一次就写出来，不需要改。
I have always thought that if you are good enough, you can write just one time.
学习就是一直在错误里面进步。
But now I've learned that it's learning from your errors that you can improve.
另外，我也发现一件，我以前很多都考大专联考背的英文单词忘了，写硬逼啊，又想起来了。
And then I discovered to my amazement that many things that I thought I'd forgotten.It came back when I have to indeed apply myself.
圣经说有的还要加给他，没有连他所有的夺去，真的对啊，不用了就通通忘记了。
Indeed, the scriptures are true. Says that for those who have it, more will be added to you. But if you don't use it, you will lose it.
所以那个老师最后一堂要我们写，凭他教的好不好，你学到什么
？And so in the last day of the class, teacher gave us the teacher evaluation.
我说我第一学到了，我知道我什么不会，哎，我也知道我什么会。
My first remark was I finally learned what I don't know and what I do know.
第二，我尝试错误，有一些进步。
Secondly, I've learned that I can only learn from my mistakes.
第三，我比较有信心。
And third, I have more confidence.
以前我不知道我能写什么，我也不知道我不能写什么。
In the past, I did not know what I can write or what I cannot write.
很多时候我们面对学习圣经，学习做主的门徒，也是这种心情。
I feel that this is applicable to our walk in learning from the Lord.
你说我圣经全部都懂吗？不不，一定好多都不懂。
I don't think anyone will dare say that I understand the Bible completely.
但是你叫我去上新约概论、旧约概论，那太浅了，我不要，我不想去啊。
But then when people ask you to go take an introduction to the Old Testament or New Testament, you may say, oh, that's too easy, too elementary for me.
中国有一句话，在我们学习圣经的道理，做主的门徒很有帮助。
I feel that there's a one Chinese saying that would be very helpful to us in being a disciple.
教学相长，教跟学都互相会帮助。
To teach and to learn, go hand in hand.
所以，如果你觉得你有很多的不足、很多的不会，赶快报名参加成人主日学，做学生。
So if you feel that you are very deficient, then immediately apply and register so that you can be a student.
如果你觉得做学生对我来说太浅了一点，那你就尝试去做老师。
On the other hand, if you felt that being a student is no longer very challenging, then perhaps you can consider becoming a teacher.
让我们教会每一个人，不是学生就是老师，不是老师就是学生。
So that there can be only two roles in this church, either you are a teacher or you are a student.
我自己也发现，当我在教别人的时候，比我在做学生的时候学到更多的东西。
I've often discovered, and many of you would probably echo, that I learn the most when I'm teaching.
我学，我只要能够考60分、80分，只要老师考试的我会答就好了。
As a student, as long as I can pass the exam, then it's okay.
那我做老师不一样啊，你不晓得他会问什么，所以我每一个都要弄清楚啊。
But as the teacher, you do not know what kind of questions will come from your students, so you have to learn to anticipate any question.
如果你们看这个最近我们才出的这个通讯，前两个礼拜有发，外面还有，你如果没有拿可以拿。
If you read our most recent newsletter,
这里面有介绍到成人主日学每一个班老师他们所介绍课程，他们所写的他们教学的心得。
In it, we have introduced to you the various classes, the teachers, and some of their personal sharings.
这个。以前我有教过受洗班，后来我请张道斌弟兄请其他的人教。
In the past, I have taught the class on catechism, for those who are about to be baptized. But I've passed that class on to others now.
哦，原来别的这个同工啊，他不愿意教，他说这个班很难教。
Initially, some say, "Oh, this is a very difficult class to teach," so they are unwilling.
天南地北，上天下地，什么问题都会问你，我怎么准备啊？
Because they can ask you any conceivable question. How can I prepare for this class?
哎，但是我从这个老师所写的教学经验见证你，我发现老师很喜乐教这一班，因为很有成就。
And yet, when I read the testimony of the teachers teaching this class, I found that they are very satisfied. They're very fulfilled, and they felt that they've learned a lot.
因为一方面这一班毕业的就受洗了。
And they felt that their ministry is very fruitful because many of the students indeed after attending the class are baptized.
另一方面，原来自己不清楚很多的问题，借着学生的问，自己就清楚了。
And then even though there are many areas that were unclear before, after questioning and research, then they found that they themselves are built up.
所以我们既然晓得主的命令是要我们做他的门徒，那具体的途径我们就要报名参加成人主日学，参加这个学习班。
So now that we know this is the will of the Lord, then our first response is properly to register.
好，这个报名其实不是很大的代价，不是很痛苦的事。
Actually, the process of registration is not very painful.
最大的一个困难是纪律。
The problem or the pain comes from the discipline.
我想这就是主要我们做门徒做 disciple 的那个真正的意义在这里。
Perhaps I can use this play of words to say this is perhaps the most important point.
很多人有心报了名，前面三堂都准时到，作业也都做了。
Many people are enthusiastic. They apply for the first three lessons. They are there on time. They've done their lessons.
冬天到了，又下雪了，小孩又起不来了，就越来到后来就不见了。
But when winter advances and snow comes, it becomes more difficult to get up. Then you won't even show up.
然后我们就说，哎呀，这个上班也是要打卡几点钟到，晚上上学也是要啊，主日学不要那么紧张啊。
And some start to complain. I work so hard during the week. I have to go to evening classes. Why be so serious for Sunday school?
任何一个学校一失去了那个纪律，失去了那个怎么讲，就是按部就班呢、啊，就会没有成效。
Any school that lacks discipline and loses the whole procedure, then you cannot succeed.
如果你在学主的门徒，不管你参加是新约班也好，旧约班也好，去个人布道，基督徒婚姻家庭任何一班，先把纪律第一课学好，你每一课都会有收获。
No matter which class you attend, whether it's personal evangelism or introduction to New T or Old Testament, the first lesson we have to learn is discipline.
既然礼拜天上主日也这么困难，我能不能够调整我的生活？
If indeed I find going to Sunday school very difficult, perhaps I need to re-examine my life to see whether I have all my priorities straight.
如果我的小孩影响我，我是不能够早一点安排他睡觉，不致影响礼拜天的主日学。
If I find that my children find it very difficult to get up on Sunday, perhaps I need to put them to bed earlier Saturday evening.
如果我就是会迟到，我们能不能跟我们的同学讲好？迟到一分钟罚一块钱，然后等到学期结束了再把它拿去吃掉，或者做什么用。
If we find that many of us tend to be late, maybe a suggestion would be a fine, $1 for each minute that you're late, and at the end you can all go out and have a good meal.
我们可以用很多的方法帮助我们的纪律能够更好，以致我们学习的效果会更好。
We can come up with many ingenious ideas to help us to be better students.
如果有一个学校，你去报名，你就跟他说啊，我可能来，我可能不能来，人家不会收你的。
Can you imagine applying to a school and say, well, I may come, I may not come? Well, if that's your attitude, you will not be accepted.
如果有一个学校说啊，你只要交了钱，报了名，我不管你来不来，大概你也不会去报这种学校。
And if a school responds and say, well, it doesn't matter whether you attend or not, but just give me the registration fee, and I think you won't want to go to such a school.
或许我自己心里那一个微小的祷告，求主让我们弟兄姐妹，不管你参加主日学哪一班，我们是主的 disciple， 让我们先把这个 discipline 学会，这样不管哪一班，我都会有收获。
So my prayer is, no matter which class you go to, let us try to learn discipline first.
我报了名，我就每一堂都要来。
If I register, then I will try my best to attend every class.
我至少自己讲的话要算话。
At least I have to be true to what I say.
然后你觉得老师哪些地方要更进步，你可以建议给他，这样子这个主日学就越来越好。
And if you feel that the teacher needs improvement, you can share with them, and then you can both learn and both improve.
我们是成人主日学，我们不是小学生。你有很多信仰人生的经验，对圣经的了解，也可以上课告诉别的人。
This is an adult situation, not for children. You have many life experience that will be very precious, and you can share it with fellow students.
如果你不来，来三次，缺两次，老师有再好的东西也不能给你。
If you come a few times and then you do not come, even though the teacher may prepare very hard, you will not get the full benefit.
老师要把你缺席的再讲给你听，那些来过的人就觉得很无聊。
The teacher cannot take time out to speak to you about what you have missed, because then others will find the material repeated.
这就是恶性循环。
And this will become a just feed on itself.
那关于这个成人主日学的内容我就不多讲，大家回去自己可以看这个上面有。今年我们有10班，虽然我们的老师不是 已经达到上帝最满意的标准，但是都是我们教会现在最佳阵容。
This year we have 10 adult Sunday school classes. The teachers are not perfect, but they all want to learn.
主给我们一个极大的应许，如果你们凡我所吩咐的都教训别人遵守，他就要与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And there is a great promise here that if we teach them to obey everything, then surely our Lord will be with us to the very end of the age.
不信你可以试一试这句话是不是真的。
If you do not truly believe this, you can test this.
你参加主日学做个学生，你参加主日学做一个老师，你看看在这一段时间里面，主是不是应许与你同在，就是与你同在。
Learn, come and be a student or be a teacher and test to see whether our Lord is with you.
如果没有好的儿童教育，就没有好的未来的主人。
If we fail in children education, then we will not have good masters for the future.
如果没有好的青年教育，就明天就不会有希望。
If we failed in the education of our youth, then we have no hope for tomorrow.
如果我们今天没有好的成人教育，我们今天教会就没有动量。
If we fail in adult education today, then the whole system will collapse.
最后，我愿意借一个实际的新闻的例子来激励我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
I would like to close by using a news story to encourage all of us.
成人主日学、夏令会、退休会。这些主日崇拜都是我们基督徒的，我不能说专利，是上帝给我们的，我们去这样实行。
Sunday school retreats and so on, I won't say these are specialties of the Christian world, but these are indeed things that the Lord has given us.
但是我们把这么宝贵的东西忘记了，忽略了。
And yet so oftentimes we neglect the importance of these things.
大家会去看报章杂志。台湾现在这个佛教很盛行，你去坐公共汽车，很多车上都有佛教。佛教办了大学，佛教有主日学，有主日崇拜，有夏令会，有灵修会，统统把基督教的学去。
But then, if you follow what's developing in Taiwan today in the Buddhist circle, you notice that they have indeed taken all the things that Christians have. They have Buddhist colleges, they have Buddhist retreats.They have Buddhist classes on special days.
他们做礼拜，他们唱诗，他们查经。
They also have worship services. They also sing and they also study their scriptures.
婚前
premarital counseling.
因为他们发现，这是基督教的命脉，这是一个宗教。发扬光大需要的那个动力那个基础。
They discovered this is one of the secret strengths of Christianity, and they have adopted it.
我不是说这个方法能够使我们就教会兴旺就坐满了人。
I'm not just saying that if we just do all these things, then the church will prosper.
这是我们主耶稣给我们的大使命，他要与我们同在，让我们去完成这个大使命。
But I want to emphasize that this is the wish of our Lord. This is the Great Commission.And he will be with us to fulfill this.
我心里面祷告，求主让我们的成人比儿童多，我们的成人主日学也比儿童主日学人多，让我们今日的栋梁能够做明日主人翁的榜样。
My personal prayer is that the adult Sunday school will have more attendees than the children's Sunday school, so that the pillars of today can indeed be examples for those masters of tomorrow.
请我们翻开诗歌。
Let's turn to our hymns.
262首，我们唱第一节。
Hymn 262, we will sing the first stanza.
请起立，我们唱第一节。
Let's stand, the first stanza.
只是你不出话，只是你不求求是盼待你，只是你是我心头
Please be seated.
在我们的程序单里面有一个